Joining us today is dietitian Sinead O'Donovan, who spends a lot of time helping people separate nutrition facts from social media fiction. Because if you spent more than 5 minutes on TikTok lately, you've probably been told seed oils are ruining your life, and some influencer is probably selling you a supplement that supposedly melts fat overnight. With so much conflicting advice online, it can be really hard to know who or what to trust when it comes to food, dieting, and health. So Sinead, I'm delighted to be chatting to you now. Sinead, nutrition advice on TikTok, it's absolutely everywhere right now. Why do you think people are becoming so influenced by social media when it comes to dieting and health-related concerns?
Yeah, it certainly is everywhere, isn't it, at the moment? Every video you turn to, there's a lot of nutrition advice. I think firstly, people are actually very interested in nutrition and health these days, which is great. And like anything in the world, we look to social media for information. And actually, DCU did a study that 87% of millennials and Gen Z get their nutrition advice from TikTok. So I think people are curious for information. People are often overwhelmed as well when it comes to nutrition, because like that, there is so much information out there. And I suppose social media is so accessible to get that information. Fear often gets attraction, unfortunately, online as well. So sometimes you see these videos with lots of saves, sends, shares, views, and they often are what people comes up on people's For You pages. And unfortunately, that's always not always the correct nutrition information. So I think it's a combination of all those things, that there is just so much out there. People are hungry for that information.
Hungry, literally. And I love that as a pun in this type of a conversation. For people scrolling online, as you said there, like, videos are popping up sometimes and they might not be accurate at all. It's all about the shares and the likes and how it's got into your algorithm. What are the biggest red flags that a person giving advice online might not be qualified or might not be trustworthy?
Great question. And these are ones, I suppose, to have at the forefront of your mind if you are particularly digesting that information, but also implementing it too. So firstly, anything that says food is toxic. Food is literally, every food has a place. So anything that kind of says that it's toxic. Any video that leaves you scared or apprehensive about food after, I think that's always a bit of a red flag to go for. Any absolute languages, so saying completely avoid this or everyone should eat this. Science, and anyone who is trained in science or working in this field, knows that it's very nuanced. There is no absolutes. If you speak to a dietitian or any of my dietetic colleagues, they will definitely not be telling it's one size fits all or do this or don't do that. It's very nuanced. So I think that's something that's really important. And I think as well, creating fear around food as opposed to confidence too. They're things to look out for.
Because food is there to provide nutrition and is really important for us, but it also is there to be enjoyed. And it is sad when you see these really black and white kind of scenarios where you have to cut this out and things like that, and you're not that sure if you can even trust the person or the source. Is there a way for people to check whether someone's actually a registered dietitian or whether they're just calling themselves a nutrition coach?
Absolutely, yeah. And this is a really important, I suppose, distinction to make. So a registered dietitian or a dietitian is a regulated term in Ireland. So you cannot call yourself a dietitian unless you have a degree in dietetics. So we as dietitians in Ireland are regulated by CORU, and we're registered with CORU. So if you wanted to see a registered dietitian, you could go onto the CORU website and there's a list of all of us there. I suppose the lines kind of get blurred a little bit when it comes to nutritionists, because that's not a regulated term. And that's unfortunately where people can get confused. So you could have a nutritionist who has done an undergrad, a postgrad and a PhD in nutrition, and they're calling themselves nutritionist. Or you could have someone who has done a weekend course and they're calling themselves nutritionist. So people who have a degree in nutrition will often be registered nutritionists, or they could be sports nutritionists and they will usually have SENOR after their name. But I think the best thing, you know, that's a lot of letters. It's kind of confusing. I obviously work in the field, so we know. But I think asking people, if it's not obvious of on their website or on their social media where they trained or what their qualifications are, I think asking them, because at the end of the day, if you are taking on board that advice and implementing it, like, it is health advice. It's important that you are getting your advice from someone who knows what they're talking about. And anyone who is qualified will have absolutely no problem saying where they did those qualifications. They will not get offended at all by it.
And they'll be used to having questions like that, because as you said, people are laying their health in your hands. So you kind of want to make sure that you're going to the right place to get advice. What are some of the biggest fad diets or like wellness trends, masquerading as wellness trends, that you're seeing on social media right now?
Well, I think we could write a book on this. The list is nearly endless with it. I suppose there's a lot, and they come and go so quickly. So they really are fads and trends. I suppose some of the big ones at the moment, cortisol is a huge one. So anything around cortisol coaches or supplements or diets, that's a bit of a fad. Hormone balancing is another one as well. You know, in terms of our hormones, I think it's a bit of a fad at the moment around supplements. A lot of them don't have evidence behind them, so it's just something to be mindful of. Detoxes, that's always one. Detox teas, cleanses, anything like that. Seed oils, unfortunately, seed oils have got a bit of a bad rep over the past while. So that's one that unfortunately doesn't warrant the reputation that it has at the moment. And another big one is around glucose monitors and monitoring glucose, not in the context of diabetes. And really, you know, if you don't have diabetes, you don't need to be going down the route. So that's some of them. But like I said, we could definitely write a book, I think, on that.
What about, are there any that actually are worth the hype at the minute? Is there something that has blown up that actually is benefiting people passively?
Yeah, I think some of them, I think fiber is a new one that's kind of coming to the surface. Yeah, it was protein. I think we kind of, I don't know, nearly took the protein and ran with it and maybe went a little bit too far with it. But fiber is definitely coming to the mix at the moment. And that's really important. You know, we get fiber from things like nuts and seeds, fruits and vegetables, whole grains. And to be honest, most of us in Ireland and the UK aren't eating enough fiber. So I think that's definitely, if you're going to implement something that you see online, I think definitely trying to increase fiber is a good one to go with.
I have seen more of the fibre creeping up, because for a while there, all it was protein, which is still a huge thing. You just have someone eating a chicken breast on your screen, which is grand or whatever, but it was really intense amount of protein. On that, there is a huge trend now around the whole what I eat in a day videos. What are your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I think what I eat in a day videos, take them with a pinch of salt. I think the first thing that we need to remember is they are created. Like, they're, some of them look very aesthetic, they're beautiful. I don't know whose day looks like that. So, you know, are they realistic? I think for the most part, they're probably not. And I think that's really important to remember, particularly for younger audiences as well, because, you know, not everything you see online is true or realistic. I think as well, if someone is going around with camera, video and everything, you're probably going to eat a little bit differently. I know I definitely would. I wouldn't be having my Tupperware, they'd be nicer looking salads or whatever. And then I think the other thing to remember with them is that we're all individual. When it comes to nutrition, it's very, very individual. And sometimes when you follow people online, you might feel like you know them, but that's only a tiny snippet of their life. So you don't know, you know, their energy requirements, how active they are, if they have any health issues going on, anything like that. So I think please just take it with a pinch of salt. Use it maybe as inspiration for recipes, but don't try to replicate what you're seeing online.
I think taking things with a pinch of salt is the spice of life nowadays, particularly with what you see online. I know at the minute, with summer landing, a lot of people are trying to eat healthier and feel better about themselves in general. There's a lot of people online talking about the new Ozempic trend, heroin chic being back. And I'm sure people are aware that it's there and are still trying to maintain just health and try and stick to their own bodies and not be stuck with the comparison. But if people are hoping to keep some balanced diets over the summer and avoid kind of crash dieting and things like that, what should they be doing?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's the really important distinction, isn't it? That it's not the crash dieting. We're trying to do something that we can maintain for life and a healthy, balanced way of eating. So I think for the most part with nutrition, what most people need to do is actually just bring it back to basics. And, you know, that's not exciting. It's not the fancy things that go viral online. But, you know, things like, firstly, what is your meal structure like? Are you having three balanced meals, or are you going snack to snack over the day, or having very long gaps between eating? So first, try to get that meal structure in place. Then look at what's actually on the plate. So is it a balanced meal? Is there some protein, healthy fats, carbs and fruits and vegetables? So colour, that kind of salad, lots of different colours. And when we actually do that, so again, you're looking then at portion size. So at, say, lunch and dinner, is half that plate filled with vegetables, one quarter protein, one quarter carbs. And if you are training or exercising, you might need to increase the carbs and reduce the veg down. But I think if you focus on that balanced plate and get a good meal structure, you're doing pretty well if you have that in check. And that's going to have a knock-on effect to snacking and everything and hunger and energy. So I think starting there and trying to be consistent with that is probably one of the most effective things most people can do with their nutrition.
You do love seeing a bit of colour on a plate anyway. And a lot of people don't like salads, but it can be very satisfying to have a really colourful dish rather in front of you. For people trying to save money and eat well at the same time, what would be a go-to summer meal prep idea that you'd like to share?
Yeah, so some simple ones. I love like a simple salad. So nothing fancy, using things like tinned fish or chickpeas or beans or lentils as your protein sources, because they're all quite inexpensive as well. And then using the base of the salad that you could meal prep, have for say 3-4 days in the fridge, and then add in lettuce as you go. So things like cucumber, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, those types of things, cherry tomatoes, simple things. Overnight oats is always a really handy one as well. And you can switch it up with different types of fruits or nut butters. And also, especially for the weather that we have now, freezer smoothie packs are brilliant. So having things like frozen berries, spinach, oats, those types of things in the freezer, and then take them out and blend them as you want them. And I suppose one thing even with that to remember, that frozen fruit and veg are just as nutritious as fresh, and they're much cheaper as well. So they're a really great option to go for. They last longer. And then also your kind of inexpensive protein sources, like things like eggs, which are very versatile. And like I mentioned, tinned fish and legumes, tinned legumes as well are brilliant options.
I'm so glad you've said that about frozen vegetables and frozen fruits, because I actually switched a while back to getting frozen vegetables, because I was finding, because I was generally cooking just probably for one person, maybe max two, and I was cooking sporadically with meal preps and stuff, all the veg would be going off in the fridge, and then you're like, this is just such a nightmare. So this is very refreshing. That's another myth that we've busted this evening. Are there any healthy foods that people massively overcomplicate when they don't need to?
Yes, definitely. I think we overcomplicate foods and nutrition in general. We like to do that. Fruit probably is one of the things that gets massively overcomplicated. I get a lot of people saying to me, well, I'm worried I'm eating too much fruit and I'm getting too much sugar. You know, to be honest, most of us could actually do with increasing our fruit intake. I haven't really told much people to reduce it. So I think fruit is definitely one. Like we said about the frozen veg, I think that's another one as well. And like that, if you are cooking for yourself or maybe one other person, it's very hard to keep all that fresh veg in check and not have it go off as well, particularly when the weather is a bit warmer. And then I think just healthy eating in general, you know, things like carbs get way overcomplicated, or, you know, our potatoes are fattening, are you going to put on weight with them? Those types of things, they're absolutely not. So I think definitely, yeah, the fruit, potatoes and the frozen veg and just nutrition as a whole in general, I think we tend to overcomplicate.
Well, Sinead, if people have enjoyed hearing from you this evening, where can we find you online if we want to hear some more information?
Absolutely. So I'm on Instagram at Sinead O'Donovan _, and I'm on TikTok at Sinead Dietitian.
Sinead, thank you so much for joining me on the show. Get out there now and enjoy that summer weather and maybe a nice summer salad for yourself as well, because that's what I'm now craving. And thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much.